This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 44 for Wednesday, August 31st. At the final settlement, ICE canola futures are lower on Wednesday as they continue with losses that started in the overnight session after yesterday's surprising gains. The November canola contract loses $8.40 at $835.40 per ton, and the January contract is down $7.60 at $844.20 per ton. Support for the Canadian oilseed is coming from sharp upticks in European rapeseed as well as increases in Chicago soy oil. Losses in Chicago soybeans and soy meal, along with losses in Malaysian palm oil, are weighing on values. As declines in global crude oil prices are moderating, they are still putting pressure on vegetable oils. Hot temperatures throughout the long weekend should see a lot more harvesting across Western Canada. Farmers in those areas of the prairie still in drought are reportedly close to being finished combining. The Canadian dollar is lower, with a loonie at 76.27 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 76.48. The United States Department of Agriculture reports a private sale of 167,000 tons of new crop soybeans to China. There are some doubts in the trade about the accuracy of tomorrow's USDA export sales report. Last week, their new reporting system led to glitches in the report. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reports ethanol production for the week ending August 26th averaged 970,000 barrels per day, down slightly from last week. Ethanol stocks dip over just 1% at 23.53 million barrels. A survey by Farm Futures is expecting U.S. corn acres to expand by 5% at 94.3 million. Soybeans are to slip 0.8% at 87.3 million acres, and wheat is to increase 3.9% at 48.8 million. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower in choppy trading on Wednesday. The November contract is down a dime at 14.22 per bushel. October soy oil gains 1.21 cents at 68.9 U.S. cents per pound. October soy meal is down $9.10 at $420.70 per short ton. Corn futures are lower on Wednesday as the December contract loses 7 cents at 670.5 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower as well, with its December contract down 2 cents at 396. The U.S. wheat complex is on the rise, with Chicago December gaining 11 cents at 831.5. Kansas City December increases 15 cents at 912.5. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December advances 8.5 cents at 929. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday, August 31st. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.